heads and we'll ask God's blessing on our service tonight. Heavenly Father, of a truth we can say that we are glad that you have got a hold of our life. We thank you, Lord, that it's you that's holding on to us and not us that's holding on to you. And Lord, then would we have slipped and, Lord, drifted away. But Lord, you kept us, Lord, by the power of your own word. And Lord, because of the shedding of your blood, Lord, all guilt is gone and all sin is cast into the sea of your forgetfulness. Lord, because of your faithfulness, we can stand boldly in the presence of a holy God, being declared righteous because of the righteousness of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're very glad that we have the sentence of death removed from off us, for we realize that we were guilty, hell-deserving sinners, and that in man there is nothing good. Your word says there is none that doeth good and sinneth not. There is none good, no, not one. And Lord, we are just so glad that you have imputed your righteousness to us, that we could have fellowship with the holy God. And not only to have fellowship, but Lord, to receive an inheritance. Lord, your word says that we are kings and priests seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, what a privilege. Lord, how glad are we this evening to be Christians, to be called after your name, to be identified with you, to be washed in your blood. And on our way to heaven, Lord, I pray, Lord, you'll fill our hearts full of joy and victory in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, overcoming victory, Lord, because you have overcame, and so we can overcome. And Lord, your word says, all that the Father has given me, I have lost none. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that it's you that does the saving. And Lord, even before the foundation of the world, Lord, you knew those who would be your own. And Lord, we're so glad this evening, us that's born again, saved by your blood. We're so glad to be the children of God. We're so glad, Lord, that you rescued us out of the clutches of the devil. Lord, we realize the enemy has nothing for us. He has nothing for anyone. But Lord Jesus Christ, you have something of real substance for us, Lord. You have something that's real and something that's living. Lord, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, help us this evening as we're gathered here, Lord, to forget about everything else that the world would try to distract us with, Lord. And let us just for a time concentrate on you and worship Christ, O Lord. Let us pour out our affections and our adoration toward you, for you are worthy to be praised. Help us to pour out thanksgiving, Lord, and loose our lips and loose our tongues to swell, as the hymn writer says, your wondrous praise. Lord, we can't boast enough about you. We can't tell you how much we love you. We can't tell you enough, Lord. We every week we come here, but Lord, still it's not exhausted. We want to tell you again, because your love is new every morning, as the Jeremiah wrote and said, your mercies are new every morning, and your compassions, they fail not. Great is your faithfulness, O God, our Father. And Lord, we're so glad that your faithfulness is great toward us. Lord, we thank you that your love is great toward us. Help us, Lord, to be like you, Lord Jesus Christ, to be conformed to the image of the only begotten Son of God. And Lord, to love as you would love, and to teach as you would teach, and Lord, to heal as you would heal, and do all that you minister to, Lord, that the greater works that you displayed, that they would be manifest in us in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God, for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, Lord, and over this fellowship, I pray especially, Lord, for those that come, Lord, those that's not here this evening, Lord, those that would come at any time. I pray, Lord God, that you'll stir everyone's heart, and Lord, draw them to you, Lord, and bring them to the midweek service, I pray, Lord, to make an effort, Lord, to come in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we make so much effort, Lord, for things during the week, Lord, social activities and, Lord, education facilities, Lord, whatever it would be. But Lord, help us to make time for you, and help us to set a good example to our children, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are number one in their lives, not just in word, but also in deed. And Lord, we just pray, Lord Jesus Christ, you'll help us, Lord, to be your ambassadors. And Lord, help us to be seeking for the Holy Ghost. And Lord, help us to receive what you've already given, and fill us afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, press down and on and over in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost, when it moves, it'll be smittle, Lord, that the person sitting beside the one person, Lord, will just run over and run over. And Lord, that everybody, Lord, will receive of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, that you'll touch your brother Alan tonight, Lord, with this skin infection. I pray, Lord God, that you'll make him every whit whole and cleared up speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord God, if there's any in our midst tonight that has any affliction or ailments or sickness, pray, Lord God, you'll touch it. Lord, for those that's praying for certain requests, Lord, I pray you'll hear from heaven and answer their prayer. Lord, for those that's, Lord, just needing something personal from you, that's personal between you and the person praying, I pray, Lord God, you'll undertake for that need in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, minister unto them according to their need. And Lord, withhold no good thing for them that walk upright before you. Lord, we ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, even this evening as we're gathered here in your presence, Lord, come and dwell amongst us by your Spirit. Move amongst us that we would feel your presence. Lord, anoint the pastors he comes and shares from your word this evening. And Lord, anoint the words that are spoken and anoint the words that be heard. Anoint our hearts to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just invite the Holy Ghost to come and minister to us afresh and help us to worship you this evening in spirit and in truth. For we ask it all in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. If there's anything left unsaid or amiss, Lord, undertake for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, there's someone, Lord, forget the person's name, but Lord, it's going for operation. Lord, maybe a tumour in their ear, something like that, Lord. A prayer request, and just pray, Lord God, you'll undertake for that person that has the ailment in the name of Jesus Christ and heal them. Lord, if they're not saved, I pray you'll save them. And I pray, Lord, for household salvation for every person that's represented in here this evening, that you'll save their loved ones and family members in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Fill my way every day with love. Let me walk blessed, Lord, in the From Tony, I can't say his second name. Do you know Matthew's from Scotland? Pulaski. Brother Tony, I know some of the people know Brother Tony, but Tony rang me the other night. I hadn't heard from Tony in a long time. And it's good to hear from Tony. And also Andrew Beecham sent me a message. Andrew has to go and get an operation on his kidney. There's a lesion on the kidney they found, so he's going to go in for an operation. Keep Brother Andrew in prayer that everything will come out all right, amen. And if you've seen the church up, Alan had an accident on I think it's a push bike, mountain bike, and he's given his leg a brave touch, so pray for Alan as well, praise God. Let's turn in our Bibles to Acts. We're in chapter 1, but we've moved on a few verses tonight. Verse 12 to 14 in the book of Acts, and I won't try and hold you too long tonight. Verse 12 of Acts 1. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication
with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Let's bow our heads. And if you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up before the Lord and we'll pray for you this evening. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight that we can come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that your name's far above every name. We plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb of God tonight. We say, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb. And we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us and sanctify us tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, I come against every devil, every demonic and demon power in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. I pray you'll sanctify us through your blood and through your word tonight. By your Spirit, Lord, fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost right now and I thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, I ask you for the hands raised. You know every single need. I pray you'll meet every single need of the hands raised tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we know whatever we ask in that name, we can have it if we don't doubt and believe. Father, we pray for Andrew tonight that you'll touch him, minister to him, that everything will go well. And Father, that he'll be okay in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, for Alan as well, touch Alan as ready been prayed from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And Lord, for the backsliders tonight, restore them, renew them. For the unsaved in our families and homes, reclaim every one of them. Every son and every daughter in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray the Spirit of God will move upon them. Now, Lord, bless and strengthen your people tonight. And just give us something from your word tonight. And we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I want to take just a thought tonight, and I might get to the prayer in a moment later. I won't try and be too long. One accord. One accord. Of one accord. And I tell you, they were in one accord before and after Pentecost. Even before they got there, they were in one accord. And it's interesting when I was reading this here scripture. The mother of Jesus, the physical mother of Jesus, the earthly mother of Jesus, was in the upper room. Amen? And it's true what William Branham said. He says, how can anybody expect to get there with less than what she had? And her being his earthly mother had to receive the Holy Spirit just like the rest of them. And we need that same Holy Spirit. They were in one accord. They did not go there, I believe, to get in one accord. But they were in one accord already before they got there. And when they got there, they remained in one accord. All with the same thing. The one thing they were focused on. To be in one accord for one reason, for one purpose. Unity of desire. And we must have unity of desire. One heart, one mind, one purpose, one accord, unity. Amen. If you're fellowshiping with people and some of them has a different agenda or a different idea or they want to go another way, or another, you understand what I'm saying? There has to be unity of accord. One accord. And when there is one accord, God commands the blessing. When there's one accord. Now, I don't want to read John 17 for way of time tonight, but you could mark it if you want to read it at home. But John 17 is all about Jesus and the Father being one. And then at the end of it, us and him being one. But there's only one way we can be as one as he was one with the Father. And we know the Bible says he was led by the Holy Spirit even into the wilderness. He was led by the Spirit. Everything he did led by the Spirit. He did the full, complete will of the Father. Now if we're going to be with him as one, as him and the Father as one, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to do that. We cannot be one like that without being filled with the Holy Spirit, because the sons of God are led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, a wonderful story, and I'm just thinking of it, and I know we know it, but it's a blessing every time I think about it, when I hear it and read it. You know, when William Branham, as you know, he lost his first wife, he remarried. He was a widow, he remarried. When he remarried, he took Billy Paul more or less with him on the honeymoon. And he thought he'd kill the two birds with one stone. He went on a hunting trip on his honeymoon. And you know the story where he got up into that cabin. He left him in the cabin. And he went out with his rifle to hunt. And a snowstorm come up. Now you know he's part Indian. And he said in himself, he was, this people that knew him say he was fantastic out there. He had great, you know, knowing where to go. He knew where to go. And he was confident knowing where to go, but he got lost in the snowstorm. And he went on the death trail. That where he started, he ended up back in the same place. And he knew it. And then he thought of his wife, only newly married, and Billy Paul, only a boy. And he thought them down in the cabin, maybe wouldn't be able to light a fire or anything, and they could perish as well. And he took his hat off in the snowstorm. And he humbled himself before God. And the Spirit of God moved on him. The Spirit of God spoke to him. And he threw his arm up. And when he threw his arm up, he caught a lion. And when he caught the lion, he realized that they had tacked the lion up from that cabin right up into their mountains. They had tacked a telephone line up, some sort of a line up. And he knew if he could hold on to that lion and follow that lion, that lion would bring him right back to that cabin. And that's exactly what he did. Then he preached that wonderful message called The Guide. And that's where he got the inspiration to preach the message called The Guide, from that experience. But he wept up there and he prayed to God and he said, Lord, I am not a good guide. You're the guide. He reverenced God and he recognized without the Holy Spirit, even though he was a prophet, even though he was gifted, he would be lost. And his family would be lost. But when he got the line, the guide, and it brought him back into the place of safety. And the Holy Spirit tonight is our guide. And the Holy Spirit's the one that leads us and guides us. And the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all truth. And not only just into all truth, but through our life's journey and pilgrimage. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. For the Bible says the footsteps of the righteous are led by the Lord. But there has to be one accord. Of one accord, both before and after Pentecost, they were in one accord. Psalms 133, verse 1 to 3. Behold how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. When you're in one accord, you're in unity. Amen. There has to be unity in the fellowship, in the church, in the fivefold ministry. You see what's happening today, how the devil's getting in different places. And one man is saying, this is how the fivefold ministry is. Another man is saying, it's another way. But we must come back to the blueprint. And when we come back to the blueprint, a lot of what's said is not in it. But we must stick to the blueprint. Because the guide will never take you away from the blueprint. The guide will bring you right back to the blueprint. That's your tie post. You have a tie post where you started. Where the first place you ever met with the Lord, no matter what age you were or where you were, you had a place you knew you met with the Lord. You called upon His name the first time. That was your tie post, your anchor. And a prophet said, that's where you go back to when the devil tries to come again you. Come back to the tie post when you call on the Lord and tell the devil. That's the place. And that's where I met the Lord. And I saved then. And as Brother Gary says, you're no better saved now than you were when you first got saved. Because once you're saved, praise God. Thank God for it. God loves to see the brethren dwelling in unity. Amen? Unity. Just like this building. If we want to have this building, we've come to this building. There's no point coming to this building and half of us saying, we'll go somewhere else and we'll go, we don't need this place. We need a different place. Now we want our own place. How many believes tonight in unity that we want our own place? I believe all of us believe that. But we're here now. This is the next best step for us until we get what we're getting. And I'm going to say we're going to get something. I'm going to believe it, that God can do it. And I don't know how or when, but God can do it, because God can do the impossible. Amen. Verse 2 said, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. And they went down to the skirts of his garments. And as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Isn't that wonderful? When we gather in unity, when we're in one mind, when we're in one accord, the oil flows freely. That's what it means for the Holy Spirit coming over you. We know the Holy Ghost is in us. The Bible says it is. We're birthed. We know that. But also it can come all over you. Just like it ran all down over Aaron's garments, we want the Holy Ghost running over us, in us, and over us, and through us, the Holy Spirit. And unity. Unity. God will send the sweet oil of anointing, praise God. The anointing oil, the high priest, could only flow down to the body when there was unity. And I tell you, it didn't flow when there was no unity. And people talk about wanting to move of God and wanting to see this and see things. It has to start with unity in the body. The end time movement tonight's not in unity. There's too many splitters and quitters. And one went one way in a limb and another way in a limb, and there's lost the unity. Amen. That's the truth now. And there's other groups of the same. Other groups have went the same way. But God is calling us to unity. There has to be a unity. You know, the prophet of God said there'll be one more outpouring before we go. There will be a real Pentecostal outpouring. Well, we're going to come into unity. And God's going to command the blessing. And the blessing's going to come. And it's going to come on God's people with unity. And I'll tell you, it could be a bunch of what people call nobodies. But if they're in unity, God's going to move. Amen. God's not interested in titles and big names. God's interested in people that will humble themselves in unity. And he will pour his blessing out, praise God. Philippians 1:27 says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Now I have to be honest with you. I'm working on a building site and I hear a lot of things I don't want to hear. And I see things I don't want to see. And it's not good. I'm telling you, no, it's not good. Especially when you're a minister and preaching, and what can you do about it? But it's not good to hear some of it. It's pure rubbish. It's a garbage can material. And I don't like it. I'm telling you, I would rather be with the people of God. And you know what the word of God says in Malachi? Those that love the Lord speak often one of another. And a book of remembrance was written. And the Lord said, they shall be mine in that day, saith the Lord, when I make up my tunes. And I tell you, it's good to speak of the things of God. Amen. Even outside of church, when we're out and about, it's good to talk about the things of the Lord. And you'll find when you talk about the things of the Lord, not be too long till somebody wants to talk about some trash can talk. That's what we'll call it. And then, you know, I come and see, let me read it again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see your else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in the Spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, going forth together. If one of these brothers go on the streets as a fellowship, we need to be behind them in prayer. We are, but I'm just saying, whoever's preaching, behind them in prayer, even if it's not the pastor. If one of the other brothers are standing in there preaching, behind them in prayer. There has to be unity. And when there's unity, God will move. Hallelujah. And God can bring somebody in. Amen. God can bring somebody. We need to see people getting saved. Now you say, oh, but Brother Tom, it's near over and there's nobody coming. Well, I know when the last one comes in, we're going. Well, we haven't went yet. So we're looking for the last one. Now, I'm not saying it's one. I believe it's more than one, but you know what I mean. So we need to keep believing it, that people get saved and come to know the Lord. This one accord was a secret of the power and the blessing in Acts. I'm telling you. This one accord was a secret. You know without me telling you, you just need a bit of a twist and a fellowship, and the blessing goes straight out the door. Now I'll tell you what, you can take it out in a moment, but you'll not bring it back in a moment. I'm telling you, I know. Been doing the meetings for over 30 years. The blessing can go, the wrong thing said, the blessing can go straight out, and the next person comes on the platform, if they have the Spirit of God in them at all, they can tell things are not just right. And that takes a time. We know it's not worked, but it takes time. Because the Holy Spirit's like the dove. And the Bible warns us we're not to grieve the Holy Ghost. And you can grieve the Holy Spirit. And there's no point swinging the lights and banging the walls and saying, where's the Holy Ghost if we grieve him? He'll not be there. And I'll tell you, no matter what we'll do, it'll not bring it. We'll have to walk gentle, as it were. Amen? And I'm telling you, I know about the doves with pigeons. I kept pigeons all my life. I kept pigeons. Me and Philip had them when we were wee fellas. We raised them. And let me tell you a story about pigeons. We've been had pigeons from a wee fella. There's a pigeon and the colour of it's a grizzle. Now, white grizzles are more popular, but the old black grizzle pigeons are hard to get. You hardly ever see one. Nobody ever in the racing hardly has one now. But years ago, when we were wee fellas, the fella next door to us had some of the nicest grizzle pigeons. Now that fella next door as well, he's a pastor today in a Baptist church. And that man was as wild as a hare. Joe Flanagan's his name. A pastor in a Baptist church. Nobody ever thought Joe Flanagan would be a pastor. But I used to get up in the morning before anybody was up. And I used to go with Joe and clean his pigeons. And we'd go way up the road here to Neary before he went to work just to train them pigeons. And me and Philip had waited about 6 wee pigeons. And he gave us one of these pigeons. He lost the mother, but he gave us one of these pigeons. And because it was one of these grizzles, boy, we thought it was great. So we hand-reared her. And we hand-reared it from a baby, and he told us, he says, that will never be no use, because it's been hand-reared. And he couldn't tell us fellas that. It'd never be no use. So anyhow, we got on round, and we joined the Moor West End. John's grandfather was in it, Robert Kernigan, and Robert had some of the best distance pigeons ever about then for flying France. He always clocked the pigeons out of France every single year. And we had this grizzle pigeon in, and we went down to the West End, and John's granddad was, you know, great to see us and really encouraged us boys with the pigeons. And we started racing. But here, wouldn't you believe it? Joe next year had a big massive shed and I don't know many pigeons. And our wee grizzle lit in front of all his pigeons. Boy, he was not happy. He was not happy. He gave us that pigeon, but he didn't think anything would happen with it. But it beat all his pigeons because we had looked for it. That's what it was. Him telling us for never no use, that was to deaf ears. It wouldn't matter what you tell us, boys, that's the pigeon. And we started with about 7 pigeons, raced the program and ended up with about 6. You couldn't do that today because of the hawks and stuff, but we did it back then. But we had good pigeons. And I tell you, Joe was upset. He fell out with his own pigeons that night. I'll not tell you what he done, but he was upset with the pigeons because we beat him with one of his own pigeons. But the pigeons like a dove. Now, when I raced in Icefield, I lived in Icefield for a while, my wife can tell you, there was a fella lived across from me. He was known as one of the greatest pigeon racers in the whole of Ireland. And I started with just a huckster for shade and young birds. And there's an old fella learned me a few tricks about the pigeons. And we started racing anyhow. And this fella come down over to see my pigeons. And he started telling me, you know, when this happens and that happens, you know, they'll not like this and they'll not like that. But I claimed him that year anyhow. I won every young bird race except the first one. And I won every single race. And one of the hardest races was a 300-mile race for a young bird. And there was no pigeons home on the night. Bad weather came in. But the next morning, this wee black pigeon came in, called her Sharon. She come the whole way from England, home 300 miles. And she won the race. Won the whole thing. And nobody else clapped, and I got all the prizes. I was in the club because nobody else clapped. But what I'm telling you about them pigeons, like the Holy Spirit, at a time I come home from work, I can't remember what time it was, say it was 5 o'clock. I would tell Sharon, you let them pigeons out at 4 o'clock. Not 5 to 4, 5 past, right on the time. And I had them on the schedule every day, and they'd fly for the hour. And as soon as I pull up whatever vehicle I was driving, they knew the vehicle and they knew me. And that flock of pigeons would fly to me, right till me. And 2 weeks and they're in the shade. But you see, if somebody come to visit me and they come in the backyard, and for them pigeons, even though they're with me, them birds would just go, poof, and off they go. They're away. Like the dove. And I tell you, they're so easy to scare them. But if you know how to work them, and you train them. Now, we're not training the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's training us. But it's like the dove. The Holy Spirit can come, but the wrong word can spoil things. And I tell you, we're to trample softly with the Holy Spirit. I believe that tonight. I really believe that. You know the amazing thing about William Branham's ministry? I'll tell you one of the most amazing things about it. All the other preachers, every single one of them, when they were praying for people with demons and different things, they were shouting and roaring. And I'm loud myself, and I'm not condemning them men, but they did that. But when T.L. Osborne went to see William Branham, he was ready to go. T.L. Osborne was raped up. He had spent a bit of time praying in tongues there and all, getting rid of it. And he was going to give William Branham a hand. But he says he couldn't believe it. William Branham just spoke to that demon. And he never even raised his voice. And that devil had to obey. Because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because of that ministry God gave him. And even that wee girl, for them eyes, spoke them. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. Unity and the Holy Spirit. And when there was unity in them meetings, I tell you, God was moving. Amen. Unity and the Holy Spirit. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And verse 46. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were in unity. They were in one accord. Amen. Verse 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Now that singleness of heart, that means that one purpose, one desire. One desire. Look at Acts 4, verse 24 and 32 of Acts 4. And when they heard that, they lifted up the voice. Verse 24 and verse 32 of Acts 4. They lifted up the voice to God with one accord. And said, Lord, thou art God, which has made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that in them is. Verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul, neither said any of them that all the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. I tell you, they were in one mind and one focus and one accord. Now, if I go to a group of people and I want to preach to see people saved, and that group of people has the mindset that nobody's getting saved, that's not one accord. That's going to be a difficult job. If I go to a group of people and there's people sick and they need healing, and I preach in healing and I want to pray for them to heal, and they don't believe in that, that's going to be a difficult job. That is not one accord. That's not one mind. But when we believe the word of God and we are of one mind, when we agree, we want to see people saved. When we agree, Jesus Christ is a healer. He's a baptizer of the Holy Spirit. He's a coming king. We're in one accord. God can really move. God can send the blessing. The oils can start coming further than just the hair and the beard, but right down the garments, all over us. Then if you spiritualize that the garment, the oil, didn't just come on the head, but the oil went over the body, and we are the body of Jesus Christ, that the oil needs to come on. He was the head. He had the oil. The oil was on the head, but that oil needs to come on the body. And I tell you, that oil coming on the body quickens us. 2 Chronicles 5, verse 11 to 14. 2 Chronicles 5. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph and Heman and Judatham, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. And it came even to pass, as the trumpets and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in the praising and the thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is God, for his mercy endure forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by the reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. This is what is known as Shekinah glory. The Shekinah glory filled the house, and the priests couldn't even minister. That's what we want. Amen. The musicians, all together, every single, look how many instruments there was. And it's so wonderful to have these instruments. All these instruments playing, and the people all singing and praising and worshiping the Lord. And the cloud began to move. And the cloud came down amongst them, that Shekinah glory cloud. That's almighty presence of the Lord coming amongst them. And I tell you, that cloud of glory can still come. Hallelujah. And God can still bless when we come into unity of worship. There's a wonderful thing with worship, you know, that God loves his people to worship him. Like a brother prayed and said, you know, when you tell the Lord you love him, Jack Coe said, you need to tell Jesus you love him. And keep telling him you love him, and get your hands up eventually and keep telling him you love him. And he said, the honey bucket will turn over. If you tell him enough, that honey bucket will turn over. Amen? No fighting, no bitterness, no criticism, no strife. They didn't have that. Nothing like that amongst these disciples. Unity amongst these men and women in the upper room. They were in unity. One father didn't have one idea and somebody else another idea, that we should do this or we should do that. They were in unity. No striving, no bitterness. When the Holy Spirit began to move, Peter was moved by the Holy Ghost, and he began to preach from the book of Joel, chapter 2. And the Spirit of God in him and through him preached through him, this scripture must needs be fulfilled. And he preached to them the word from the Old Testament, from the book of Joel, that it needed to be fulfilled, and God fulfilled it. And the Holy Spirit came down on them. Cloven tongues of fire resting upon each one. Hallelujah. Cloven tongue of fire. I believe that cloven tongue of fire can still come in God's people. And I actually know a man. He's an old man now today. But he prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for years. He wasn't even knew some of the things at the end time that we knew. But what he knew, he believed. And he said there was a literal tongue of fire come on him. And it stayed on him for days. And he was about 4 days talking in tongues for 4 days. Now I seen some boy on the internet the other day. I don't know where it was on. And he called some woman out of the crowd, come up here and talk in tongues. And then he called somebody up and he says, now come you up and interpret it. Now I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, that's absolute nonsense. God don't work like that. The Holy Spirit does not work for a come you up here and you come up here. God, it don't work like that. The book of Acts didn't work like that. There's nobody said to Peter, now I'll tell you what, Peter, look, you'll do this and you'll do that. It was God that done it. And I'll tell you what, if the Holy Spirit genuinely moves on a person, they can speak in a tongue and it can be interpreted. And I tell you, God can give any language he wants. And it might be a tongue of man, or it could be a tongue of angels. And if it is a tongue of angels, there's no earthly tongue of man that can interpret that tongue of angels. Because it's not a normal language tongue. Because there's diversities of gifts and different tongues. But the same Holy Spirit over the whole thing. Amen. Now we know there is a lot of stuff that's maybe not right, but that doesn't make us throw the real thing out. Amen. Now, my time's up and I haven't even got hardly anywhere. Prayer and supplication. I'm going to have to close because it's coming 8:30. I didn't think it was as long. Praise God. One accord. I believe we're in one accord. Let's remain in one accord. And let's pray for that oil to come onto the body. We're the body. Where does the oil come from? It started in Aaron's head, coming down over him, over the beard, then over the body. And our oil comes from our head. And our head's not the Pope of Rome. And William Branham's not our head either. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Amen? You remember that message? 5 identifications of the true church. One of them is, who's the head of the church? Jesus Christ is. Amen. The true church has 5 identifications. One of them is that she knows her true head, Jesus Christ. Now we believe that he's a prophet sent from God. We believe he came the spirit of Elijah. We believe that. 7th angel messenger. We believe that. But Jesus Christ is our head. And we get the oil coming from him. He gives us the oil down over the body, and we want the oil. Let's come and believe tonight, and let's pray for the oil of God coming over us, through us and in us. Praise God. Let's close our eyes tonight and come before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for the word of God. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder. And Lord, it's a very discerner of the very thoughts and intents of the heart. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray you'll continue to give us more of that anointing and that Holy Spirit coming upon us, in us and through us. Move in our families, especially, we pray, Lord Jesus. The enemy wants them out and wild. But Lord, we want them to come in to know you, whom to know is life eternal. We claim every son, every daughter tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that the Spirit of God will move on them. And Lord, for the young ones that do come to the fellowship, your special blessing on them. Keep them all the days of their life. Oh God, may your hand stay mightily on them. Preserve them from all the wiles of the enemy. At the work and at home and in school. Father, just bless them, all these young musicians. Bless them, Lord. Bless the song leader and the organist and all the musicians. Every elder and deacon and every brother here and every sister, bless each one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, bring a deeper hunger and thirst amongst your people. Even upon me, O God, to hunger and to seek after you more. For Lord, you said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We desire to be filled, Lord, I pray. Oh God, preserve us in the midst of evil. Lord, we pray for that young man's family tonight that was taken away, stabbed to death. Lord, we pray for the whole family. You'll bless them and strengthen them. Lord, I pray that there'll be a standard raised up in England, a gospel standard. Bless the preachers that go on the streets, that go out with no fear. Strengthen them. Protect them from the wiles of the enemy, I pray. And for the brothers here in this country. Oh God, grant them grace and a Holy Ghost boldness to preach your truth and to demonstrate the gospel. Confirm your word with signs, wonders, and miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Father, bless and strengthen each one tonight. Lord, for those that have needs tonight, maybe someone sickness in the body that nobody knows about, Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus Christ to touch them, to heal them, to minister unto them in Jesus Christ's name. For those that would hear the message, touch them and bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, meet every need in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to seek the Lord tonight. Praise God.